So let's review. The Gemara quotes a braisa that explains the word Yere from the pasuk in Krishma. Nasati meta artzchem beitoy, Yere malkish, and I'll provide rain for your land at its proper time, Yere malkish. The braisa gives three interpretations, all explaining its benefits. Yere shemoyre esabrias, latiach gagesein, ulahachnes es perisein, ulahachnes es kotzarkein. Yere from the root of moyre, to instruct. The rain instructs the people to plaster their roofs, bring their produce indoors, and do everything else in preparation for the winter. Tavachar, shemera ve'esa aretz u'mashka ad hatoim. Yera, something that saturates the earth, as in merava, and waters it down to its depths. Tavachar, yera sheyered benachas ve'en yered bezaf. Yera is something that falls gently, not violently. Although yera can also be interpreted as detrimental, we know Yere to be beneficial from the pasuk cited on the previous daf from the prophet Yoel. The pasuk there in full reads, "Uvenetzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem alekechem, ki nasan lachem es amayru litzdaka, v'yer lachem geshem amayru malkish berishin." The rain of Yere and Malkish fell in the first month, which was a miracle since there had been no rain at all until the first of that month, and by extension, ma Yere levracha af Malkish levracha, Malkish must also be beneficial. The Gemara also gives three interpretations of the word Malkish. Davar Shemal Kashi Sein Shal Yisrael, something that cuts away the hardness of Israel. Rashi explains, Shekshe'enu Yairid Chayzun Yisrael B'tshuva U'mis'anen V'yisin Tzedakos. If rain doesn't fall, people do tshuva and perform acts of charity. Davar Shememale Tvu'eh B'kasheha, something that fills the stalks with grain. David Sheyared Al Malilois V'alakashen, something that falls on the ears and stalks. The Gemara quotes a braisa regarding the times of the rainfall. Yere b'machesven u'malkish b'nisan. Yere falls on cheshven and malkish falls on nisan. The Gemara asks, perhaps yere b'tishrei u'malkish b'ir. Yere falls on tishrei and malkish falls on the ear. The Gemara answers, tamalema b'itay. The Torah says in its time, meaning they fall when they are most helpful. Another braisa presents a machlokes about these times. Remeir says, Yer b'mar cheshven, o malkish b'nisan, as the previous braisa. But the Chachamim say, Yer b'kislev, Yer falls in Kislev. Chizda says the Chachamim here followed the opinion of Rabbi Yesi, based on the following braisa, which cites three opinions regarding Yer, which actually falls in three parts. Ezuhi revi rishayna, Habachira b'shleisha b'mar cheshven, Beinis b'shivabai, Afela b'shivasabai divri Remeir. The three parts are the third, the seventh, and the 17th of Machashvan. Rabbi Huda Eimer, Bishiva, Ubiyud Zayin, Ubesim Eshleisha, the seventh, the 17th, and the 23rd of Machashvan. Rabbi Yaisi Eimer, Biyud Zayin, Ubesim Eshleisha, Ubeshchedish Kislev, the 17th, the 23rd, and Reshchedish Kislev. Vchen Hay Rabbi Yaisi Eimer, Eina Yechid Mesanin, Achigir Reshchedish Kislev. Therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says that the fasts which are held if there is no rain, as the Gemara later discussed at length, do not begin until after Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amar Rav Chisda halacha k'Rabbi Yaisi, we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. And this is in accord with the second of the two braises mentioned earlier. Amemer has another version of the opinion of Rav Chisda, based on the following braisa. The Tanakhama says, V'shleisha b'mar cheshvin shol nesegisham. We start asking for rain by saying V'sein talamater on the third of cheshvin. Tanakhama follows the opinion of Rav Meir that on this date we expect the first rain to begin. We start saying V'sein talamater on the 7th of Cheshvan. Rimlil follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that it is on this date that we expect the first rain. According to Amem, Rav Chizda rules like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara cites another braisa in which Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Gisham sheyardu shiva yam zechar zeh, atemoyna behen revi rishayna, v'shnia v'shlishas. Rashi explains, a continuous rain of 7 days, depending on the date, can be considered either a combined first and second rain, or a combined second and third rain. Come on, Rabbi Yosi. The statement can only be reconciled with the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who holds that the three rains fall on the 17th, the 23rd of Macheshvan, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev, between each date an interval of 7 days. However, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that the three rains fall on the 3rd, the 7th, and the 17th of Macheshvan, we have intervals of 4 and 10 days, respectively. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the three rains fall on the 7th, the 17th and 23rd of Maheshvan, we have intervals of 10 and 7 days respectively. The Gemara explains the practical halachic relevance of knowing these three dates. Rishayna Lishal. We need to know the first date so that we know when to start saying Besint Alamata. Shlishis Lisanis, the third date to begin the fast if there has been no rain. Shni Lamai. The Gemara lists four halachas which either apply only Achetarid Rivayushnia until the second rain or apply only Mishetarid Rivayushnia after the second rain. Linadarm, in the case of Hanoidir Athag Shaman, one who made a vow which should apply until the rainy season, it applies Achetarid Rivayushnia until the second rain. Lazasim, regarding Me'emesai Kal Adam Mutarin Beleket Beshekhubapea, when may even someone who is not poor take Leket Shekhubapea? Mishetarid Rivayushnia after the second rain. K'tela Halach Beshvilei Harashus, regarding the permissibility of taking a shortcut through private fields, Mahalchen Kalada Mishvili Harashus Achatar Dravishnia, only until the second rain. Lava'ir Perishvias, regarding the halacha of disposing of Shemitah produce, Nen and Besarfin Betevin the Bekash Shal Shvias Achatar Dravishnia, one may use Shemitah produce only until the second rain. After that date, he must dispose of it. The Gemara next explains the use of the term Revia for rainfall. Rabbavo says, Shereve Esakarka, it penetrates the ground. This is based on the teaching of Rabbi Huda, Mitra Bailo de Arhu, rain is the husband of the soil. Rabbavo also taught, Revi Rishayna Kadei Shetarid Bekarka Tefach. The first rain is considered sufficient to obviate the need to fast if it's enough to penetrate the soil at least a Tefach. Shnia, Kadei Loguf Pa Pi Chabas. The second rain is considered sufficient if it's enough to create mud from which we could form a cover for a barrel. The Gemara continues with several statements of which rains are beneficial. Rav Chisda taught, Gishamim sheyardu koidim v'atzar, ein behem shem v'atzar. If rain fell before the time for reciting Shema, the curse of he will hold back the heavens does not apply. Abaya qualifies, Amar Abaya lo yamaron el koidim v'atzar du'urta. Rav Chisda was referring to rain that fell during the day, before Kriyash Mashal Arvis, which is a beneficial rain. But rain that fell during the night, before Kriyash Mashal Shachris, is not beneficial rain. As Rav Yehuda Yitzchak taught, Hani Anoni de Tzafra Lesbu Mashasha, clouds of the early morning, before daybreak, are of no significance. Rav Papa questions Abaya, because it is generally accepted that these early morning rains are actually highly beneficial. The Gemara answers that it depends. Ha de Kater Be'eva, it is beneficial when the sky is filled with thick clouds. Ha de Kater Be'anani, it's not beneficial when there are merely thin clouds. Tava Leshata de Tevis Armaltala, it's a good year when Tevis is like a widow. There's no rain, provided Asimitra Mekar, there was sufficient rain earlier in Cheshvan. Tava Leshata de Tevis Minavalta, it's a good year when Tevis is not nice, rather it's muddy from much rain. Tale Asimitra Mekar, when there was not enough rain earlier in Cheshvan. Rav Chisda also taught, Kishamim sheyerdu al mikzas medina, va mikzas medina lo yerdu. When rain falls on one part of an area and not in another part, ein behem mishum v'atzar. This is not a simen klala. The Gemara asked that from the pasuk him tarti al ir achas, while ir achas lo yamter, I'll bring rain on one city and in another I will not. One portion will be rain on the one not. It seems to be a simen klala. The Gemara answers, Ha da asatuva. Partial drought is a curse when the partial rainfall is excessive and causes damage, and it is shtein laklala. There are no crops in both areas. Ha da asa kine mi'ile. It's not a curse when the falls is needed, and this area provides enough produce for both areas. The Gemara now discusses the requirement to say a bracha, a blessing, when we see rain falling. Rav Avos says we say it mishayotza chas lekras kala, when the groom goes out to meet the bride. Rashi says this means enough rain has fallen, that puddles have formed, and the new raindrops make the puddles splash upwards. U'may mevarech, am Rabbi Huda Merav, moidim anachnu l'cha Hashem lekenu, akol tipa v'tipa sharadu talonu. We thank you, Hashem, for each and every drop that you have brought down for us. B'yachin adds the words from Nishmas, ilu finu mole shir kayam, and we conclude with baruch keil hardois, v'roiv hardois.